Yes. The warning. Warning. The following show features songs performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, Rusty Mike Radio and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any song or activity performed on this show. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, August 8th, 2010, and things have gone from bad to worse, because I'm no longer in Edison, New Jersey. As a matter of fact, I've moved all the way up to Rochester, New York, and you're thinking, oh my god, really? How could anything in New York be worse than Edison? It's because it's all the way out in nowhere land. And you know what the truth is? It's not all the way out there in nowhere land. It's, you know, it's just like any other city, but what bothers me so much about it is the fact that it took me 6 hours in a car to get here, and I don't like that. I don't like anywhere I can't just fly to, and I could have flown there, I really could have, but that costs money, and I don't have any, so in a car, not very happy. And also, I'm here for all sorts of reasons which don't involve me getting drunk or having a wild time. So, nah. So, yeah, Rochester, New York, two thumbs way, way into the middle of nowhere. But we do have a fantastic show for you, that much I promise you at least. Unfortunately, once again, as you've heard, not a live show, but I can still guarantee awesome music. Specifically, I want to talk to you as the show goes on about the amazing Newfound Glory concert that I was at. But I want to get right into the music for the moment, and I'm going to do that by playing the first Newfound Glory song that was ever played to me by Bloodshot Eyes lead singer Cvika Jakovic. He's like, you got to check out this band. This was like 15 years ago already. And he's just like, you got to check out this band. They're totally awesome. Can't be 15 years because Newfound Glory are on their 10-year anniversary tour right now. Again, we're going to get into that. 10 years ago when I was in the Army, check out the song, Boy Crazy.
Hey ladies, what's up? pickup line is that?
What did he say?
Oh my god, I'm
terrible. Ew, look at his hair.
My
hair
guys are so...
I don't
got
a nose kill. Am I just staring at
us? Ew, what is he wearing?
Okay, so can I call
Some
you?
Some girls are crazy. Just listen to what I have to say about it. You gotta watch out for the beautiful ones. They'll twist your head right off your neck and laugh about it with their friends. That's just one night for them. They target you with their eyes and move with their lips, and it pulls you in.
did you see how everything got progressively harder right there? That was Slayer and the song Bloodline off the 2001 album God Hates All of Us. I'm pretty sure that was the name of the album. God Hates Us All. I was pretty close. So yeah, I don't know. It was newfound glory, and then we kicked it up right after that. We heard from Finger 11 in the song Stay in the Shadow, so we built up a little higher from there, and then Slayer! Nice. Okay, so why did I feel like doing that? And I'm going to be talking about this pretty much throughout the whole show. Newfound Glory was a huge surprise to me. They call themselves the uncontested kings of pop punk, and they may, honest to God, be right about that, because, it depends. What do you want out of a pop punk show? Do you just want a bunch of 14-year-old girls screaming? Because that's what I got when I went to see Simple Plan. But when I came to see Newfound Glory, there were no little, there was one, like, 6-year-old kid there, but I'm pretty sure his parents dragged him along, and I'm sure if Shalva had been, like, 2 or 3 years older, I probably also would have dragged her along to the show. But the entire audience really was, like, college kids and older. Basically, people who were digging on Newfound Glory, grooving with Newfound Glory 10 years ago when they first started. This place was crazy. The performance was at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, and people were just beating the crap out of each other. It was really horrible. I'm going to talk about the new styles of mosh pitting coming up. But to take us into that, now I do kind of feel a tiny bit bad about the build up. So we're going to drop down right now, move on with the music to get you to more of a smooth, groovy kind of sound here on Rock for Rookies. This is Dire Straits and So Far Away.
So far away from me.
My heart is bleeding now. Why would you take this life away from me? Don't you let go. It makes you sad, I know. We could have lived inside my
off the 2004 album entitled Redemption, that was Useless ID and Before I Go. See, that was a good block right there as far as I'm concerned. A good three shot of songs. We had the soft music right there, starting off the soft rock with Dire Straits and So Far Away. Moving on to amazing instrumental with Marty Friedman and the song Thunder March. Marty Friedman was the original guitarist of Megadeth back in the day. We discussed him in the news last week that he is actually putting out a brand new album, which we are totally looking forward to. And of course, we started and we finished off the block right there with Useless ID and the song Before I Go. Now, Useless ID is a show that, while I still haven't gone to see them live, I have seen a lot of performances and I've talked to a lot of people. At a Useless ID concert, at least the ones in Israel, they're still doing what everybody calls the old style of mosh pitting. What did mosh pitting used to be? Mosh pitting used to be when you would jump into the big circle and people used to like bump shoulders and bump chests, you know, try to knock each other down. It has so evolved into something so much more disgusting in this DJ's opinion. Just go check out a video for Hatebreed, specifically I Will Be Heard. They show lots of good pictures of it. Basically, what mosh pitting is nowadays is people jump into the circle and they start punching the air, and I'm talking about really hard, punching the air in front of them, kicking right in front of them. The whole idea is that if you get near them, you're going to get punched or kicked and hurt really badly. And then it gets crazy when another person enters the same circle, and then people just start punching and kicking. I don't know what happened all of a sudden, but just throwing yourself into somebody else wasn't enough anymore. People weren't getting hurt doing that. And here's the funniest part, is that I went with my wife, I went with Elle, to go see the Newfound Glory show, and it didn't occur to me till, like, I don't know, 10 seconds into the first song that it may have been a mistake bringing her, because I saw a documentary a few years ago on how even though Newfound Glory are a pop-punk band, people get really hurt at their concerts. People go absolutely crazy. And the guys at Newfound Glory were giving everyone such a reason to go crazy. It was an amazing concert, but it was extremely violent. So we're going to move on right now with something I've not played for a while, so hopefully you're going to be into this right now. I know I'm talking about fun music, woo! And now I'm about to play Nickelback, and you're going to be like, what you're talking about? Alright, give it a chance right here. I'm about to play something off The State. This was the album before Silver Side Up came out, before they hit mainstream, and before they got all what most people would consider pop, even though I don't. So let's check this off. Off the album The State, this is the song One Last Run. With the song The Gift right back here on Rock for Rookies. And you know what? I gotta say, if Adam's keeping up with his part of the deal, then you most definitely are most likely listening to this on Rusty Mike Radio, which would be awesome because I would hate to, disappoint my Rusty Mike listeners. But most likely, you are listening to this on rockforrookies.com, and now is a fantastic opportunity to remind you that there are other fantastic shows here on rockforrookies.com, including Electronic Voyage, The Indian Surgeons, Pop Rocks, and as far as I know, Ilona is celebrating her 100th episode of Country Love, so try to get in on that. It is supposed to be awesome, or so she has told me. Also, if you'd like to make any requests or dedications for future shows on Rock for Rookies, you can always send me an email, maximum@rockforrookies.com, or of course you can friend me on Facebook, Maximum, last name Mike. Totally awesome. And right before Seether, we heard the band No Time For It, pop punk band, and a quite a good one at that. That was the song You Say Yes, and of course we started things off with Nickelback and One Last Run. But we have reached the end of part one of this week's episode, and I believe it's been a while, so right now I'm very happy to say it's time for Metallica. Off the S&M album, disc number 2, this was one of the original tracks that they wrote for this endeavor that they pulled off with the San Francisco Street Orchestra. This is Metallica and the song Human.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Elvis Presley right there, and the song Blue Suede Shoes. Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies, and if I surprised you or scared you with that opening bell, I apologize sincerely, but that's what I used to do on all the part twos of my shows, because originally Rock for Rookies was a school for all you people who needed to learn just a little more about where rock and roll came from, and being that I was playing a little bit of Elvis Presley, I thought that was very fitting. But we do have a huge new segment coming up, so we better get on with it. So now, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the rock news. First off, and this is totally awesome news, celebrate Chevelle's 10th anniversary and get their newest album, Sci-Fi Crimes, for only $5. But that's only going to be on Amazon.com, and it's only going to be for the month of August, so please get on that. Sci-Fi Crimes, Chevelle's new album. Moving on, a music video filmed to support Eddie Vedder's new single, Better Days, has hit the web. Since the song became becomes soundtrack for Eat, Pray, Love, the clip features a lot of scenes from the upcoming movie, including the beautiful scenery of Bali, one of the locations where the film was shot. Now, this is interesting news. Demonic Resurrection will headline the Cemetery Gates Festival being held in Bangalore, India on August 8th to pay homage to legendary vocalist Ronnie James Dio. Does anyone else think that it's hilarious that the name of the band is Demonic Resurrection? Because if anybody's going to get resurrected by the demon, it's Ronnie James Dio. Okay, sorry. Moving on. American Idol producers are keeping mum about who will be the new judges for the show, new judges for American Idol. But a member of Aerosmith tells a major newspaper that Steven Tyler will be a judge on the show, and Steven Tyler's one-time toxic twin, a.k.a. Joe Perry, isn't too happy about it. Now, Brian Wolzenik of Gibson.com reports that Joe Perry told the Boston Herald that bandmate Steven Tyler will be a judge on the next season of American Idol. We're told it's a done deal, the Aerosmith guitarist said. The claim backs up what Tyler's recent comments to the press, that his plans include recording an album and I'm probably going to be a judge on American Idol. The frontman then said, "I'm doing it. What do you think? I'm doing it." Now, Sleazerox expands on this report by saying that Joe Perry is apparently not very happy about this news and how he found out about it. Quoting from the same Boston Herald interview, he said, "I found out on the internet just like the rest of the world, and I mean, this is no small thing," Perry says. "I mean, after working with me for 40 years, he couldn't tell me about this? Why so secretive? We're told it's a done deal. If Steven is committed to a TV show, that kind of thing affects the rest of us, and we'd like to plan our lives, you know? And I totally agree about this, though, two things. First of all, I mean, I think that Steven Tyler would have been a much better judge than Bret Michaels. So that's just my opinion. But also, we don't know what he's like in real life so much, but I have seen his acting on Be Cool, so if we're going to base anything off of that, where he was basically just playing himself, I don't know how good of an idea this is. But then again, I don't really care about American Idol, so moving on. Eminem has finally met his match on the Billboard album chart. Avenged Sevenfold have unseated the reigning king of rap from the top of the charts with their new album entitled Nightmare. Here's the official word from the Avenged Sevenfold website. It says, Avenged Sevenfold has cemented their status as one of the country's favorite rock bands with their highly personal fifth album, Nightmare, which bowed at number one on the Billboard's album chart and also number one on the Billboard's Hard Music Digital Internet and Alternative Album charts. Its number one debut is the band's highest first week chart position ever, selling over 162,000 units in the first week, thanks to the band's devoted and rabid fan base. Now moving on, this is pretty cool, and I'm actually going to have a link up right under the player on the rockfunkies.com page. Rare live footage of David Bowie and Nine Inch Nails performing together has surfaced online, and you can watch them play Hurt. I will post the link right under the player in my favorite links area on rockfreakies.com, so definitely go check that out. And not finally, but still pretty freaking cool news, and it's a bit long, so you're going to have to bear with me here. Queen guitarist Brian May recently spoke with Terry Gross, the head of NPR's Fresh Air, about the band's legacy, the greatness of frontman Freddie Mercury, and how his astrophysics degree helped in the recording of We Will Rock You. In the interview, May said that his physics background gave him the idea for how to make the stomp, stomp, clap portion of We Will Rock You sound like a stadium full of people. He said, being a physicist, I said, suppose there were 1,000 people doing this. What would be happening? And I thought, well, we would be hearing them stamping. You would also be hearing a little bit of an effect, which is due to the distance that they are from you. May explained, so I put a lot of individual repeats on them. Not an echo, but a single repeat at various distances, so you just feel like you're in the middle of a large number of people stomping and clapping. Now, May said that he was amazed that the song became an anthem. He said, I didn't realize that they would translate to sports games. This is an amazing thing. We Will Rock You, We Are Champions have kind of transcended the normal framework of where music is listened and appreciated. They've become a part of public life. But then he went also on to say, he says, my God, people don't even realize that I wrote this. Most people don't realize that this was even written. It's sort of become one of those things that people don't think that people think was always there. So in a way, that's the best compliment you could have for this song. I just thought that was an awesome piece of information that might have been able to be brought up next time I played We Will Rock You, but I definitely would have forgotten it by that point. But that's awesome. That's just the whole idea. Pretty sweet. Now, finally, yes, we finally reached the end of the news. Finally in the news, we have, this is off of Blabbermouth.com, Ozzy Osbourne reports that he would like to try doing a different genre aside from heavy metal. I'm going to shorten this one because also I have no clock to read through the whole thing, but it's basically he's like, okay, I'm Ozzy Osbourne and that's awesome, and because of that I'm only allowed to do heavy metal because that's all anyone wants me to do, but I want to try something else. I want to get like a mini supergroup together and try some like bluesy vibes. So he's kind of putting out an invitation out there. Well, that is all the news I have, brought to you by Antimusic.com and of course Rock Rookies, going right back into the music, getting excited 1 month from now in Ramat Gan Stadium. This is Korn, and Right Now.
come. Seven scotch and sodas at the office party. Now I don't remember where I'm from. I think I had a black wallet in my back pocket with a bus ticket and a picture of my baby inside. And if I make it home alive, I'm gonna get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. I know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. Future in sales, yeah. Heading for the airport on a misty morning. Gonna catch a flight to Baltimore. Try to kill an hour with the whiskey sour. If there's time, I might have just one more. I gotta do some quick reading for the big meeting, but my head is spinning and I can't quite open my eyes. As long as I don't have to drive, I'm gonna get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. Sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. I had a line on a brand new account, but now I can't seem to find where I wrote that number down. I try to focus, I'm staring at the screen, pretending like I know what all these little flashing lights mean. Gotta get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah.
And that was Fountains of Wayne and the song Bright Future in Sales. Now, I was going to play their song Hackensack just because it reminds me of all these hick towns that I've been staying at, a.k.a. Edison / Rochester. But in the end, it was totally a bummed-out slow song, so I decided, no, I'm going to do something a bit more fun. Bright Future in Sales, Fountains of Wayne. Awesome. Right before that, we heard a classic. That was Aerosmith and the song Kings and Queens. Don't hear that often. Most Aerosmith stuff that we end up hearing is always from, like, post-Get a Grip, so I thought that'd be a little surprise for you right then. Of course, we started things off with Korn and the song Right Now. If you get offended by all the cursing, remember, that's why we have a warning at the beginning of the show. Music's just better when you use one of the four words. That's my opinion. We're moving on right now. Let's talk one more time about Newfound Glory. So the concert was glorious, as crazy as it was. Now here's the funny thing. These guys are enormous. I don't know if you actually know that. In all the videos, they all look like skinny pop punkers. These guys are huge. Literally, they could not fit on the stage. And it was a lot of fun to see them. It was a lot of fun having all these college kids and even older people just singing along word for word every single song. Everyone was getting excited. I managed to pick myself up a free poster, which I'm going to try and get away with and put up in the studio, the Rusty Mike studio. We're going to see if Adam's going to let me get away with that one. And I also discovered a fantastic band entitled Wicker Hollow. They opened for Newfound Glory, and I managed to speak with the band a little bit after the show about an interview, hopefully getting them on Rock Forkies, which would be totally awesome. I don't have any music by them to play for you right now, but you can find them on YouTube, and I also posted one of their videos to one of their songs on the Rock Forkies fan page, which you are all, of course, invited to join in. Let's move on. It's our last Newfound Glory song for this week. It's off their new album, Not Without a Fight, which they were selling, but I decided not to pick up a copy as I have gotten it through other sources, but this is a song that the crowd went wild to hear, and I'm pretty sure they don't even have a video for this one, so I don't know why it became such a popular hit. This is the song 47.
King on the phone. Isn't it crazy how the thought of my touch wakes you up when you're alone? Don't you believe everything you hear? Darling, focus on the prize. Don't you hear me whisper in your ear? My darling, don't lose sight of my eyes. It's not time to let go. This is not how it's supposed to end in my mind, my baby.
I called you, boy.
a little pop punk, or at least punk rock block right there. We just heard The Offspring, and let's hear it for Rock Bottom, one of the best tracks off their last album, Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace. I should play more off that album, because the truth is, you really should discover it. It definitely got horrible reviews, but what are you going to do? Not every album is fully, perfectly foolproof, though there are albums like that, and I have mentioned them in the past. And right before The Offspring, we heard Green Day, and the song Stuck With Me, definitely one of their big hits. I also just heard that they performed this fantastic show here in the States, 2.5 hours. They played like every single hit they've ever had. 2.5 hours of Green Day, because they just came back from the European tour, and they were just happy to be back. So they, a huge concert that went total overtime, and they just had a great time. So that one was for them. And of course, we started things off with Newfound Glory and the song 47. Just so you know, I will be posting actual videos from the Stone Pony performance from some girl who's trying to record it, but keeps getting knocked all around, so it doesn't come out looking so hot. But still, you get a feel for it, which is pretty sweet. We are moving on right now. One last block, because we are rapidly coming to the end of our show, and here's a little song that I think needs to get in here, because I've been listening to the album for a while now. It's called Horror Show by Iced Earth. It's not new. It's definitely quite old, actually, but I really wanted to get it in. This is the song Dracula.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe in destiny? True love may come thousand lifetimes. Had to have loved, it took her from me. I prayed for her soul, I prayed for her peace. We'll be right back.
we got that lost in the cracks of this street.
I'm not actually sure I didn't play this song last time that I was in New Jersey, but that was Coheed and Cambria and the song Devil in Jersey City. That's right, guys. By the point you're listening to this, I should be on my way back to Jersey, and I'm sure that I had a good time in Rochester. But that, you'll probably have to just check the Facebook updates for that one. Right before Coheed and Cambria, we heard Kasabian and the song Shoot the Runner, one of my favorite Kasabian songs. I have to be honestly, really honest with you. It's probably the only song I do like by the band, though they have a whole bunch of albums, and there are a whole bunch of fans of Kasabian who do listen to Rock for Keys. That's pretty much all I'm playing until somebody says, hey, this blank is a good Kasabian song. You should play that on the show. So help me out here. And of course, we started off the block with the Iced Earth and the song Dracula. Well, we have reached the end of this week's episode of Rock for Keys. I am Max and Mike. I hope you've had a fantastic time. One more pre-recorded show to go before I'm back on the air. So I look forward to the recording, you and me, next week. It'll still be good. And I hope you had a fantastic time on this show. So this is me from Rochester saluting you guys. Hope you guys have an excellent week. And remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Finishing off this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. And always a favorite. This is Dragon Force, and the fire still burns. Peace.
Finally, In silence we stand on alone.